is cramped up, Glenn Phillips. He's hit six. He is in some discomfort, Glenn Phillips. He did not wait around to see where that ball went.
No, that is the sound of black cap Glenn Phillips in agony after dislocating his kneecap. Audio courtesy of Spark Sport there. The batsman suffered the injury while batting against the West Indies on Friday night and again on Sunday.
Back a couple of years ago when I was playing hockey at school and football, my knee subluxed. Both my knees have done it. It never really altered too much. Just strap it and rest. Well, not even rest. I never stopped on it last time either. It's quite a funny one, actually, because in the moment it's a shock and it really hurts, but it comes back and recovers just as quickly. The ligaments around the knee are a little bit weak now, hence the reason for the strapping, but ideally we don't want it going over and over and over.
As Tommy Simsek is the Black Caps physio and he's with us now. Morena, Tommy, thank you for being with us this morning. We should probably have a squeamish warning on this first question. I'm interested to know how you dislocate your kneecap and how you get it back in.
Right, so it dislocates when there's a lot of forces sort of pulling it out to the side. So that depends on the type of movement you're doing and a lot on your anatomy. So unfortunately for Glenn, he's slightly knock-kneed, which means that there's a tendency for that kneecap, or patella as we call it, to go laterally to the outside. And things like how shallow the groove is where the kneecap slides up and down also plays a factor. And the other thing is that Glenn is incredibly strong, so when his muscles contract, there's a lot of forces going through that kneecap. Unfortunately for him, the balance of those forces are pulling it slightly outwards. So every now and again, if he moves the wrong way, it sort of pops slightly out of place, and then he needs to straighten his knee again for it to come back into place.
Okay, so how do you, once it's gone out, that sounds like it's incredibly painful, how do you pop it back in?
Yeah, so for anyone out there who does feel like they've dislocated their kneecap, what they'll do is they'll often clutch at it and keep their knee bent because it's incredibly painful, but what you need to do is just straighten your knee. As soon as you straighten your knee, it'll often pop back in place. And if it doesn't quite pop back in place when your knee's straight, just give it a gentle tap on the outside. But never tap it while your knee's still bent. Just straighten your knee, that's the most important thing, and it'll, you know, 9 times out of 10 go back in place. And if it doesn't, once your knee's straight, give it a little tap on the outside of your kneecap and it will jump back into place.
Oh, sounds easy as.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's good to know. I guess once one of these things starts happening with your body, is your body kind of predisposed, if you like, to have it continuing to happen, that kind of injury?
Yeah, well, the thing is, it usually happens to people because they're predisposed. As I said earlier, like if you are slightly knock-kneed or if your grooves of where the patella slides up and down is slightly shallower than normal. But what happens is once you've done it, then redoing it becomes a little bit easier. And so each time you do it, it becomes easier to do it again because the ligaments get more and more stretched. But the positive side of that is that because it pops out easier, it tends to do less and less damage each subsequent time as well.
It doesn't get less painful though, I guess. And so what can you do to either stop it happening or, you know, as in now, what can you do to help Glenn Phillips now?
Yeah, so the most important thing for Glenn is going to be that we make sure that we do tape it, and we'll keep fiddling around with the tape and fine-tuning it to see which way gives him the best support. Other than that, he does have some work to do on some of his muscles that pull his kneecap towards the middle, and we'll also have some work to do to stretch all the muscles that pull his kneecap out to the other way. So a bit of rehab, strengthening and so forth. A lot of taping. If it gets to the point where, you know, it's popping out of control, then surgery may be an option down the line, but definitely not yet.
Yeah, I was wondering, what's the worst that can happen here? I mean, would it always pop back in, or what if it doesn't?
No, it will always. Well, I won't say always, but, you know, 99 times out of 100, it will pop back in. Actually, now he knows what to do. So when it happened the other night, he immediately sat down, straightened his knee, and it went back in a lot easier and quicker than it did the first match.
Thank you very much for your time. Tommy Simsek there, the Black Caps physio, talking about how to pop your kneecap back in if it's gone a bit awry, Corin.
Yeah, it was quite
easy.
Something.
Just straighten your leg and give it a wee tap.
Yeah, I'm a bit squeamish. I just hope it doesn't become a long-term issue because, boy, he just absolutely caned it. It was an amazing innings. So good to watch.
To be fair, Corin was cringing the whole way through that interview. I think that made you rather uncomfortable, eh?
Shivers down the spine. Mm. But as I say, he's a real prospect for New Zealand, so we want that to be sorted. We don't want that to be a problem long-term.
Indeed.
That's okay.